after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and your girl.
Nate Seduction. What's up, y'all?
Hey, man, it's Liddy.
It's Liddy again.
What's up, man? I'm going to go ahead and put this post out so people know what time it is. So, you listen to Life After Dust Live of the two of us. Come on, every Monday and Wednesday. Our Monday show is the Hot After Dusk Live shows, as we do every Monday. Slightly tamer. A little wild, still a slightly tamer. And then on Wednesdays, we bring you what we call Hump Day After Dusk. And that's where it gets a little wilder. So you'll find out soon enough. Before we get into that, Nay. I don't think they're ready for that jelly, man.
They better get 100 likes on that post so I can drop it tonight.
I know. Do they not want to see greatness?
I don't think they're ready, Steady. I don't think they're ready. You got to exclusively see it already.
Yeah. Ow. Yeah, I got to see that already. I know everybody else sad at the moment.
Aww.
But it is what it is, man. The woman asked for 100 likes. Should I get 100 likes? You get up there. All you got to do, this is all you got to simply do. Whatever recipe y'all did for live the other nights, do the exact same thing, and the 100 likes will happen easily.
Right.
Nate, that's what it is. They're not ready.
They ain't ready. I told them it was going to be dope, real dope.
So, Where did we start? I just don't know where we start about them getting ready for this. I just don't know. So far, decent week, you know. Y'all, Navy messing us up on these lives, man. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all know how I am. I'm very forward about stuff. I'd be having to pray for myself. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to handle being in the lives tonight. In these lives. I don't be knowing about that. Yeah. Yeah.
My live be lit.
lit.
And we lit.
I know. And now people be coming up on time. They make sure they show. They be making sure they show up on time.
Okay.
Your connection go down. People be hurry up, scrambling, showing their face again. Right back at it.
Mm-hmm. They love their seduction.
So yeah, that's. But nah, man, I'm still kind of lit behind having new stuff. I tell you this, we got some good, some great stuff coming, man. Because I'm live. Of course, y'all know I do live at the every show as well. Monday show is the first time me having the brand new equipment. The lights and the green screen. I'm going to switch over every now and then, put the black backdrop behind me, put the white one, switch it up. I might even do some magic behind me with the green screens, something. But, yeah, just know we got stuff in the bag. And they've got some else exclusive coming out. Y'all just got to wait for that. You know, everything's top secret.
Everything's top secret.
Now,
I'll just
let people know.
I just uploaded an email on my Facebook. Just to show y'all I'm working, I did block out a lot of stuff. Like, I edited a lot of stuff out their email because you know how people be. So I edited out a couple things on that post, but it's a big-time TV show casting company that did email me today. I missed their call. Then she emailed me again, so I'll talk to her tomorrow. But it's going down. Going down.
Yeah. So shout out to that. And I mean, you got some other stuff too. I'm just telling them, you know, we keep everything's top secret. That's how we
top
do over
secret.
Here.
Top secret.
March, April issue of Human Cameras Magazine will be out next week. No later than Friday. Get some more kinks out. I'm ready before I drop it, and then it'll be out. It'll be out no later than next Friday, so stay tuned for that. That being said as well, let you guys know about our guests for the night. We have coming up after the music break. We have guests coming our way from North Kakalaki, North Carolina. For those who don't speak country gas, she'll be chiming in into the show, and we'll be getting her business as we do with most of our guests that we interview. So, Miss Amber will be in the building. I'll write to the music break, and yeah, hope she's ready. And today's also a special day for her, too. She's celebrating. Today, ironically, marks the first anniversary of modeling for her. So, big ups to that. We got to give some hand claps to that. And yeah, so. It's going down. So, yeah, I'm just excited. So much stuff going on. It's going down.
Definitely, most definitely excited. We out here grinding, out here working.
And y'all be having to tune to Nate's lives if you don't ever know what she going to do.
I had them going crazy stuck in my finger last night.
Ooh-wee. Mm-mm-mm. She's getting perfect eye contact, everything. Okay, let me stop. This right now is a perfect time for us to go to a music break because, yeah, perfect time. I'm gonna take a throwback track. This is very throwback. We had as a guest before on the show on Diamante Glitz. This is You Can Get It. We'll be back after this on Life of the Dust Live, your boy City J and girl. Nay seduction.
I'm all alone, and I want you here. called your phone because I want to hear. You tell me, baby, I want to feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I want to tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here.
right, welcome back to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy Ceddie J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
Yeah, that was Don Monte Glitz, but you can get it. Throwback. Throwback. It's one of them tracks that get the job done. Before I let I bring my guest on in a second, I gotta handle some business, which is letting you guys know about our sponsor for today's show, which is LootCrate.com. If you're on a quest for epic gear, households, and collectibles, Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. Whether you're shopping for the geeky life or if you are a geek, Loot Crate is the best surprise you know is coming. Every month there is a different theme and new exclusive items you can only get with Loot Crate. Trust yourself, treat yourself every month, or give the gift of geeking out to a friend or loved one. That roar in the distance is a call when you answer it. This month, we're going primal and unleashing the beast of some pop culture. Some of pop culture's most ferocious franchises. This savagely sweet collection has items from Overwatch, Wolverine, Jurassic World, and Predator. And this includes, as always, their monthly tee and pin. You have to the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive this month's crate. And when that cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Make sure to head to www.lootcrate.com/afterduskmedia and enter in the code afterduskmedia to save 10% off on any new subscription today. All right. Now that I handled my business, I'm going to bring on our special guest all the way from North Kakalaki, or again, as I say, for you people that's not country as hell, it is North Carolina. And she was on the cover of the Naughty or Nice issue for 2016. I welcome to the show, Miss Amber. What's up?
Hi. How are y'all?
Not much. Glad to have you. And happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yes, so
happy
excited.
Anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yes, I'm so excited. That was like perfect timing.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't even planned at all. It just happened
right.
That way.
Right. I was like, that's going to be the best way to celebrate is to go ahead and do this and, you know, just make sure everybody knew about it. But I was just like, it was just perfect. So.
Shout out to that. Well, you know, we're me and Nay are both glad to have you on here. And,
yes,
you know, definitely
absolutely.
Salute to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. Definitely. The best thing, I mean, when I seen that cover, I was excited. I mean, I never, you know what I'm saying, didn't expect to see it, but I'm happy to be a part of this.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so, yeah, I wanted to, yeah, definitely, like, it was just crazy because, like, this is what I like more because I want to address this leading to the interview for you. You didn't expect the cover, wasn't told you were going to get the cover. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they approach me, and they don't get, you know, about trying to get the cover, and if they don't get the cover, they're not going to promote it. Or they don't feel like they should be in the magazine, they're not going to get the cover. And some of these people, they get the covers, and they don't promote it, and it makes absolutely no sense to me. But you got it, and you was all over the place. My co-host, she's been on cover before, and she was working the hell out of it. So
absolutely.
People got to understand there's no purpose of someone putting the cover if you're not going to work it. It just makes no sense.
Exactly. I wanted everybody to know about that. So I was putting it to family. I was posting it as much as I possibly could, where I could. Like, there was no reason for that to be a secret. It was going as many places as I could possibly post it. That's where it was going to be.
Yeah, and what I liked about putting that cover out too was, you know, it definitely shook the world a little bit because And I got to get your take on this. I usually ask about how you got started modeling first, but I'm going to go all around the place. So with this cover, it shows that you don't have to be extra, extra skinny to be in human canvas. That has been a fallacy that has happened. It's about looking sexy. If you look sexy,
right, exactly.
Your stuff is on point, and you're confident with it, and there's a consensus of people going, yeah, put her on there. Yes, put her on there. Then it's going to happen. And so there was consensus,
right.
And people liked it.
Oh, yeah. I definitely that's one reason why I kind of started modeling. It's kind of to boost my confidence a little bit and make it known that you don't have to be a size zero. You know what I'm saying? If 5'2" or 3", you can still be plus size and look good. As long as the confidence is there, it's going to shine through all your pictures.
Right.
Like
your curves are on point. It's not like, see, what I like about it is because this is what it annoys me. Like, people always equate, every time you say plus size model, you have to, like, it can't be, like, why can't plus size model, in order for you to represent plus size, I watched this happen in the plus size community. If you're curved, you know, you just got a little extra loving, but your curves are on point, then you're not technically plus size because they think
mm-hmm.
that, oh, you're not built a certain way. And
right.
That's crazy. Like, I don't get it. Like, have you had to deal with that kind of stress and hatred, like people not necessarily when you put you in the plus, consider you part of the plus size community?
Well, no, I feel like if anything, I kind of stand out from everybody else because the plus size women that I'm usually shooting with are usually all hips and bigger than me. So I kind of look to them, I'm so much smaller. But I've never been singled out, so that's a good thing. I've never even been told that I wouldn't be a part of plus size. Which I'm grateful for because I've never had to be, you know, in the middle or just say, okay, you're not. I have been told that I was too small. I was small. And I was like, what? Like, where did that come from? But I guess it's because all the women around me, you know, had a lot more hips than I do and, you know, maybe a smaller waist. But, you know, I'm kind of even between the top and the bottom versus just being bigger on one, you know, one side. So, I mean, I haven't really had to deal with that other than just being told I was small and they didn't expect me to be as small as I am. And I'm like, I'm not small. In my head, I'm plus size. Y'all were just a little bit bigger than me. But, you know, I mean, I kind of, it's okay with me, so.
Right, but I'm going to say, for me, it's like you're in between, like, plus size and wherever they consider normal size, you know, wherever.
Right.
Like, it's like just more of that because again, like I said, you, like, your curves are popping. You just a little thicker than some. But other than that, like, your stuff is, I know how I do it on here. I keep it real here. You're not built
mm-hmm.
sloppy. So people find
right.
a problem with. So that makes you a threat.
Right. I would agree. I mean, I definitely see myself as being like, you know, I don't feel like I stand out too much as far as when I'm around the smaller models, more so because I think that half of them just are like, my modeling skills take up, they don't even look at my size. So, I mean, again, I know I'm plus size at the end of the day, but I kind of just feel like Amber, and that's all that really matters as long as I'm having fun and as long as they like shooting me. You know, that's how I see it.
Most definitely. Yeah, the Christmas, ooh, that Nadia Nice issue.
Yeah,
tell us about that, like, the experience of shooting that, because you was giving it to us.
I was trying.
You had me over here biting my lip or something.
The photographer I worked with definitely made, you know what I'm helped that out a lot because, I mean, he didn't make me feel uncomfortable. He, you know what I'm saying, pretty much just had my back and just pretty much told me I was, as long as I know I'm getting feedback, positive feedback from the photographer, then I'm going to give it my all. You know, if I feel like you're just not into it or you know what I'm saying, you're not really giving me either positive feedback or just what do I need to fix, then, you know, I don't feel like the pictures can come out at its best work. But he definitely was pushing me and made me feel comfortable. So, you know what I'm saying, I definitely applaud him for, you know what I'm saying, definitely wanting to even shoot me and calling me and, you know, wanting me to be a part of it.
Well, definitely, yeah. So it was hot. I was like, ooh. I couldn't put the highs on it because I had to give them something to make them go get the magazine. So I couldn't give them all the juice right off the bat. They had to go get it to earn it.
Right. I've got that on my phone, and I look at it, you know what I'm saying? Just when I'm, you know, just looking, like, it really definitely boosts my confidence a lot just looking at that spread. I get excited, and I mean, I'm ready to, hey, go get it. I mean, I really love it, and I'm not really, you know what I'm saying, scared to show anybody. I'm kind of very, very confident about it, and I'm just like, go right ahead. Because I enjoy those pictures, and they are popping, so I'm definitely okay with it. It makes me feel good inside, so.
Now, something I could go on that a little bit more, then I'm gonna slide to the left, throw it to my co-host. As far as, you know, doing that issue, you know, it involved, of course, some implied and whatnot. Like, mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on people that hate on women that do implied work, indoor nudity? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
The only thing I can think of would be the fact that you're hating either because you can't do it or you don't feel confident enough to do it. So the first time I ever done any kind of improv or nudity or anything, again, the person I was working with still made me feel comfortable. And I was nervous, but at the same time, I see it as art. I mean, I've had other people call it art, and that's what it is. I mean, it's just a different form of how, you know, other than drawing a picture or singing a song. So, I mean, only thing I can think of is to tell them, I mean, I'm sorry you can't do it. I mean, I'm obviously doing a great job at it, so, you know, don't be a hater. But, I mean, that's the only thing I would tell somebody is, you know, if you can't do it, maybe you need to go look in the mirror at yourself and, you know, reevaluate.
And I'm going to add up to that. What's your favorite part of your body that you enjoy looking at when you're doing those implied shoots or whatnot?
I guess really all of it. It just depends on what I have on. If my bottoms look good and make my butt look good, then I'm looking at that. if my hair is flowing right and the wind is blowing, I'm feeling that. As far as my chest, if it's looking right and I feel good in it, as long as I feel comfortable, I'm loving every bit of me.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to that. All right, I'm going to slide to the left. Slide to the left. Okay,
Nate. Hello, hon. How are you doing tonight? I'm Nate Seduction. The other half of Life After Dusk.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Another day, another day, another dollar.
Oh, yeah.
I'm blessed to be here today.
You and me both, that's for sure.
So, what do you love most about modeling?
Transforming. My everyday, I mean, from even just today, I've had two people call me out on, you know, me not even realizing they've been watching me. It's like, oh, yeah, you model, and I'm like, you do your thing. I'm like, I look, you know, like a normal person. And to transform into, I guess you could call it a character, I mean, my Sasha Fierce, if you may, you know, at the end of the day, I was a different person. And my confidence goes from normal to 100. It's like, it's ridiculous, especially when my makeup looks good and my outfit is on point. So that's really just the transformation.
Okay, I like that. I'd be feeling the same way because I'm Nate Seduction, the model, mm-hmm. You know, that's, my inner me, that's my inner self. Then I have the regular me is Rajave, you know. So Rajave is very different than Nate Seduction, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah. I need to find a name for myself so I can get that, you know, that level so people can understand the difference.
Yes, it's definitely a difference. Definitely. Rajave is totally different than Nate Seduction.
Yeah.
So I totally get that. So what is your biggest obstacle when it comes to modeling? What do you battle with the most?
Recently, I would have to say, going back to any stylist that I work with, a designer, I haven't really been, because of my size and being so, I don't want to say weirdly shaped, but based off the clothes that they make, I guess I am.
you know, mm-hmm. just not feeling confident in the kind of things that they bring because I'm not their size. It's, you know, the clothes they make for everybody else as far as their plus size and how they look at it. So I think that's probably the biggest obstacle, just trying to be comfortable in someone else's clothes that are designed for, you know, somebody that's not my size that may be bigger than me and they're just not looking good, but I still need to rock the best way I can. That's been my biggest obstacle. That's happened to me about 2 to 3 times. Actually, this past, what I think 2 weeks ago, I did a photo shoot, and I finally actually had somebody that had an outfit for me that was fit perfect. That's because they actually made clothes for everybody from small to plus size versus just
right.
plus size. Their plus size is, like, not my size. So that's been my
right.
biggest
Yeah, that be happening with me. Even though I'm a size 0, I have a fat ass to be a size 0. I'm going to just say I got a fat ass to be a size 0. So some stuff don't fit me right. Like, I have to get stuff custom-made sometimes because I'm short. That's my mm-hmm. biggest thing. I'm short. So when I try to wear jumpsuits, you know, they don't fit right because they don't match with my height because I'm so short.
Right.
So yeah, I dealt with that as well. So how do your family feel about the type of modeling that you do?
Well, depending on what my mother, she's down. She's like trying to promote me. As a matter of fact, when I found out I got the cover, I was like, look, keep it to yourself right now until I decide to put it out. So, but my mom has my back. She's down with it. She's always been a part of my modeling since I was small when I was doing a lot of casting calls. But now she just is pretty much probably one of my biggest fans. But as far as like my dad and them, they like it as long as they don't see this all of it. So you know they're okay with it. You know I wouldn't want my dad seeing me half naked either. So I get it. But at the same time, I mean, they support me, and they're, like, really excited. I mean, my dad was calling me every time I do every other weekend I was doing a photo shoot. And, you know, he definitely was trying to support me as long as he wasn't seeing nothing crazy. But, you know. But I know what to show and what not to show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's real good.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years from now when it comes to modeling? Like, where do you want to be?
I know for one thing, I mean, for myself, it's just all fun. I hope to still be doing it. I don't want to be stuck in just North Carolina. I mean, clearly I'm not because I'm doing this interview, but overall, the people in North Carolina are the ones that know me, or should I say, well, but, you know, they know me, and there's some people in Raleigh that know me, but at the same time, I just kind of want to get on a broader scale. That's probably my biggest thing, and I definitely just want to know that all the work that I have put in, even just the past year, that it has paid off in the next 5 years, just to be known in other places other than North Carolina.
Yeah, you definitely will get there. That's how it was when I started. I started out small. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wasn't fucking with me when I first started modeling. I'm going to just put that out there. A lot of people even said, you know, there's a lot of people was not fucking with me.
Right.
But I didn't let that stop me. I didn't let that, you know, discourage me. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. this just gonna make me go even fucking harder.
Exactly.
Okay, y'all motherfuckers mm-hmm. don't wanna fuck with me, I'm gonna make y'all fuck with me. And guess what? They fucking with me now. They
right.
definitely fucking with me now. I'm
right.
known in different places, Atlanta, Indiana, Chicago, Texas. You gotta when it comes to modeling, you gotta put your damn foot down. Like
oh, yeah.
Definitely
oh, yeah.
put your foot down. And you definitely will get to where you want to go if you stay, you know, stay focused, stay dedicated. And don't, you might get discouraged a time or two, but don't let that discouragement stop your hustle, stop your grind.
Right.
Fuck them. Fuck them. They
oh,
ain't
yeah.
fucking with
yeah.
you. Fuck, like what I said. Fuck, they wasn't
at
fucking
the,
with me.
At the end
me.
Of the day. As long as I'm happy doing what I'm doing, you can go on right about your business.
Exactly.
I know at the end of the day. So.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
really, Sadie. What you got to say, sir? What you got to say?
Now, Nay, what is today?
Wednesday?
It's hump day. It's hump day. So, Ever, I told you this. Uh-huh. This show is always full of surprises, so we're gonna put
okay.
you on the spot. Oh, you came on Hump Days. We're going to put you on the spot. Okay. Buckle your seatbelt.
I'm holding on.
So, okay. Where is the freakiest place you ever got it in at?
Okay. I'm going to have to say.
Oh, she dropped. Oh, come back. Hold on. She can't wait for a call back in. Right when it's getting juicy, she it hangs up. Okay. Wait for her to come back in, bring her back. Oh, no. Okay, let's see. Well, in the meantime, while I wait for her to bring her on the sister, bring her back in there. Hold on, that's her probably hitting me up. So yeah. So while we wait for Miss Amber, there she goes. Never mind. I was getting ready to do some stalling, but I ain't got to do no more. Dang, it must have been that hot because your stuff dropped right at that time. Let me re-ask that question. Where's the freakiest place you ever got it in at?
Okay, so I'm going to say two places, like I was saying before. One is definitely going to have to be on the beach, and the other one, it's a place here. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it. It's called Celebration Station. It's like a...
We had a celebration. Yes. They don't have one no more in Gary, so I'm mad about that. Like, I'm mad they don't have a celebration station in Gary no more, because that used to be a spot.
Yeah, well, the little putt-putt area, that's going to
hold on. We're going to go in order, because we're coming back to that one. Okay, so the beach. Where on the beach? Like, that's...
Oh,
like, how'd you pull this off? What time of day was this?
This was at night with people. Definitely sand. We talk about on the beach with water coming up, everything.
You was damn near putting on a show.
I mean, pretty much. Because at the end of the day, a whole family walked right beside us. So.
Damn.
Whoa, yeah. How was that moment?
We both looking up like, hey, how y'all doing? Kind of just,
they're going to have to learn about the birds and bees eventually. A little soon they asked for it, but they're going to have to learn.
Right. They just kind of smiled and said, hey, and walked away. Like, yes, okay, so that's the end of that. I'm turned off at this point.
Okay. That was interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to hear a Celebration Station one because the beach one, it sounded like it was going to get beat by Celebration Station, but that little extra stuff you threw in, yeah, that was interesting. So go ahead. Yeah, so you got to share with us about this.
Yeah, so as far as Celebration Station, that was kind of like, that's so bad. Anyway, there's like a little bridge or a little water stream sitting on the bridge. That was one area, and then we've got little houses of a little putt-putt. So it was like being behind one of the houses on the putt-putt area. But we didn't get caught on this one. Of course, it still was at night. People were still there playing putt-putt, but we were a little bit more sneakier on that part. So
how did y'all play it? Like, how did this all transpire? Explain how this all transpired.
I'll be honest with you, I don't really remember. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No wonder why you was in the naughty or nice issue. You are very nice.
Exactly.
Amber, yeah. I am. Whoa.
No. I mean, but I am nice.
You're very nice. I can say you're very nice. I don't detect a sense of asshole from you, but you are naughty, too. You're just as naughty as you are nice.
I'll take that as a compliment. That's okay.
Wow, Nay. Man, are you hearing this?
I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it.
This may be one of the juiciest ones we done got this year. Like, we had some good ones, but this one's going to be woo! Woo!
Yeah, you know. I've kind of kept that to myself for a long time. People did. Some people knew, but not like this.
Now,
yeah, you
the
think you
world.
Have sex in a bad place? Yeah. You think you had sex in a bad place? I have too.
Oh goodness! Yeah. Don't let her tell you this one ever. Don't let her tell you this. Don't let her tell you this. Don't let her tell you.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's at the church. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. So I did have sex in a car behind a church, and I got caught.
I had sex in church.
Yeah.
She has one option. She said, after car, we're going to take that another step.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's what you should have been saying. That's what, man, you should have been saying, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know the I probably was saying Jesus when she was fingering me in that bathroom stall.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Y'all
some heathens.
I never had sex at church,
but I had something awkward happen. I had just gotten this chick the night before. She had been like, because I had been teasing the hell out of her. Like, every time we hung out, I was just like, cuddle with her, chill, and she would call me and say, "Ooh, you're not right. I want to do all kind of things to you that night." I was like, "Oh my!" And so, yeah. So she definitely let me know she got chance. And uh-huh. I had to rush because my parents were coming to get me for church. Because I wasn't driving, so I had rode my homeboys. The homeboys dropped me off. Got it in, and then I was gonna take my shower. And, you know, I didn't bring any extra boxes. So I'm getting ready to put my church clothes on. I can't find my boxes, man. So I ended up having to go to church, commando, and my goddamn dress pants. And I'm like, man, I'm walking up and going to take offering. I'm like, I just know people think I'm on commando.
That's embarrassing.
It was embarrassing, but at the same time, it was like liberating. I was like, my body gets to breathe for
like
a second. I got a bad
opinion. That's like me going to church with a thong on or something.
Hey, some of those women that be in the second pew, they be up there when that praise breakdown music come on, they be having on them damn thongs and them damn Sunday dresses be They clap every time they clap, they booty clap. It's like
take me long.
Yeah.
But it's
true, for sure. Yeah, shout out to that. Well, hold on, Amber.
Yeah.
I got a few more questions for you. And then if you want to, you can stick around because we have our segments that we do every Wednesday. You can definitely stick around and participate with these.
Okay,
So another question I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just as tough. Like, you're talking about, like, you've been around a lot of photographers that made you feel comfortable. Have you ever been put in a position where you were like, oh, my God, get me the hell out of here?
Oh, can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, have you ever been put in the position where you were dealing with a photographer and you were like, get me the hell out of here?
Yes and no. I wouldn't say get out. I mean, I have dealt with one who is new, more so. So, and he was a friend of mine. Actually, he was an ex-boyfriend, but he is could only, you know, I was trying to be. I felt like I was gonna be comfortable with him, but he just kind of. It wasn't that he made me feel uncomfortable, but I just don't know if he was, you know, I had as much experience what I was used to, so I had to kind of like dumb down me. Which didn't come off very well. That's the only thing I was like, okay, I'm ready to go now. This is not coming off the way I want to. I never, my pictures, I guess it came off in my pictures because it just was like not what I wanted to be and what I wanted to look like. And I knew I know I can do better than that, but I felt like maybe it just wasn't me. The fact that he can't shoot me or doesn't know how to, or is still new and still needs more practice. That's probably the only time. Other than that, everybody has, I've worked with about, almost 10 photographers, and most of the time I'm perfectly fine. I've actually, my thing is, what I do before I shoot with people is I kind of get a feel of them, of course, that's what I'm supposed to do before I go shoot with them, and just try to look at theirs, and if I don't like their work, then I probably kind of just end up not talking to them again, because I'm just like, I don't like your work, you're probably going to make me so uncomfortable, I'm just probably going to pass, because I can't, if I feel like I'm not going to be comfortable with it, and it's going to show in my picture, so I just choose not to even be involved.
No, it's definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dave, do you have any other questions for her before we go to quick music break and then our segments?
What's going on in your love life? You single? You taken?
That's a trick question.
do tell, trick question.
That's a trick question. Right now, I actually literally just got out of a relationship probably 2 days ago. But with that being said, I also got this little girl thing, so, you know, we'll see where that goes. And but no, overall, I'm single, so it didn't work out for the last
single, okay.
It'd be like that. It'd be a lot of cartoon characters. See, this is my segment for the Production 101, cartoon character-ass niggas.
Oh,
cartoon character ass niggas.
I definitely like cartoon characters niggas.
You know what, Nate? Stop music break. Since you already brought it up, might as well segue into it. Go ahead and go into Selection 101.
For real, y'all. I was talking to my videographer the other day, and my videographer who lived in Miami. And we both got this same mutual friend or whatever. So when I said cartoon character ass nigga, he was cracking the fuck up. He like cartoon. He was like, I got to use that. I'm going to start calling niggas cartoon character ass nigga. But when I say cartoon character ass niggas, this is how you know if a nigga a cartoon character ass nigga. If a nigga wants you to put your dreams on hold and this nigga still do his dreams. Like, what the? Oh, bitch, you want me to stop modeling? But you gonna stay doing what the fuck you do? How the fuck do that work? You're a cartoon character ass nigga.
Yeah.
You're definitely a cartoon character.
I ain't had to deal with none of that yet. But that's because I've been in a relationship. As far as me, when I first started modeling, I wasn't in a relationship. And then my last 6 to 7 months, I was. But he was okay with it, a little too okay. But that, thank God. But I mean, I definitely, that's just like girls who, you know what I'm saying, you meet them at the strip club and now you want me to stop tripping, even though you met me here. So,
that's backwards as fuck. A motherfucker can meet you as what you doing, your occupation, but then a motherfucker wants you to stop.
Right.
And you a fucking character. You a cartoon character.
You know what's funny? I used to say that about my roommate all the time. One time, I was arguing with him, my roommate back in college, It was like close to the time we were getting ready to move out anyway. And I let him know a little something about what I thought about him. I told him that he was like something out of a goddamn comic strip. So yeah. That reminds me, because I mean, he always over exaggerating. The lies he tells is, I mean, he used to try hard to holler. Every time I'm not on no boasting like I'm in some kind of player type shit. But, you know, a lot of women like coming over the apartment all the time because we cook. Because me and my roommates, him, not necessarily for our company. We cooked, we entertained, all that stuff. He want, you know, he and we bring the baddies out. We don't bring what he brings out, because he bring you. Okay, I ain't going that too much, but yeah, he knew that, so he would come out there. All of a sudden, he wants to be attentive. He wants to play goddamn Alfred from freaking Batman, because he wants give out drinks and stuff. I'm like, weren't you just in the room chilling, making mix CDs? Go back in your room and make mix CDs, man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And one of the corniest things he ever said, me and my brother still laugh at this. He said he came out, this one girl, girls, and he knew, because he knew what was going on. He was chilling in his room, out of our damn way. He gonna come out to the living room talking about, well, damn teddy bear in his hand. He said, which one of you ladies asked for the teddy bear? And everybody looking around the room like, he said, oh, I thought y'all wanted something soft and cuddly like me.
Oh, wow.
Nigga, get your ass out of here. Go back in the fucking room. Make some fucking mix CDs.
Yeah, I'm impressed. They probably just embarrassed the hell out of him. He would not feel good by himself ever again.
No, because he still tried. Once I had one chick I was bringing over there, and all of a sudden he wants to, because, you know, he had a lot of posters and paintings up, and all of a sudden he wants to be a damn art gallery director and try to distract our company. Like, nigga, move, try to go do some fucking, bye. Goodness. So, yeah, that used to drive me insane.
Yeah,
but
I know about a person that used to be, used to just be random and try to actually stop what's going on. You would think he was a blocker, but it's like you want to be involved, but you said the wrong thing at the wrong time, and it's such a turn off. Just don't open your mouth. Maybe if you just sit there and don't say nothing, you might get some attention.
It'd be a lot of cartoon character ass niggas out here. Then you don't know if they're a cartoon character ass nigga until you start fucking with them. Then that's how you find out they're a cartoon character ass nigga. Like, damn, this nigga really a cartoon character ass motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah. I know about them.
And I'll be trying. I just made a live. I said, like, don't stop your dreams for nobody. Like, your career and your dreams won't wake up one day and decide to leave you. At the end of the day, all you got is your career and your dreams. So don't be guessed by one of these cartoon character ass niggas.
I did that before. I did that with a female before. I sat there like, I was having to stop doing what I love doing in order to try to appease. Like, it was just so annoying because she was, you know, she stopped really doing stuff that she loved, and she was too wrapped up with trying to be, instead of trying to do what attracted, one thing that attracted me to her was being busy and having something to talk about when we hang out with each other. She wasn't doing that no more, and then so when she came around, she was acting whiny and all that, and it was just annoying. So,
I
don't like this. I don't like people hover. You see, I'm over here, I'm working on my stuff in a magazine, and she's hovering on my shoulder like,
but like,
what you do?
Bitch,
you
give me my
the same
face.
Thing I do every night, Pinky.
Okay,
goodness.
Bitch, give me my face.
Right?
Give me 50 feet, bitch.
Please, thank you.
Like, I mean, that was one of, I've been sitting on the couch of y'all, but I'm going to move on. Okay, so good suggestion 101, Nate. That leads me into my segment I do every Wednesday on the show, and that is Cricket of the Week. Who getting these goddamn crickets this week? So I want to narrow down, try to get better, and try to just pick one person to get the award for the week. Had a lot of good nominations, a lot of them. This one's going to a very big company, a multi-billion dollar company. But you guys have to know who that company is.
Who is this company?
Let's put it this way. You get to watch live. Ironically, I'll be going to go do a live on it here in a moment. And we use it quite often. And that is, I'm going to say it, yes, I am, because I'm not going to be not Facebook. Facebook.com.
Hell
I need you
no,
to
this
down
say
the for a second. Get them crickets back out.
Facebook.
Tell you why they getting these crickets.
You're funny as hell.
They getting
you
these
really
crickets
say Facebook.
Because I am tired of every day how many times I had to delete fake ass friend requests.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh my God. I know I work with models, but I ain't fucking dumb. I know what a real person is and what a not real person is.
Yeah, I've been getting that a lot lately, too. I got over, like, 700 and some friend requests. I'm not going to talk about that.
Fuck that. I feel like I'm playing fucking Galaga. I get to that damn machine. I grab the control stick. I press the buttons. And I'm shooting every last fucking fake friend request that come my way. I'm like, shooting. I'm getting them out of there. I'm sick of it.
If we don't have no mutual friends,
day,
I'm
man.
Not going
to add. 5 a day? Goodness. Yeah. And what's annoying, which is part, this cricket important part by it goes to the guys that add them. Because sometimes that's what messes it up. They see that I'm on your mutual friends and they can keep this going. And then they try mm-hmm. to add me. Because, and I'm looking like, are you that thirsty? You just add people? I'm sorry. I don't be adding everybody to my friends list. I ain't got that kind of time. That's why I'm like
right.
very far from 5,000 friends. Because I don't add everybody to my fucking friends list. Hell, I delete and block people every damn day.
Do you hear me?
So, let me tell y'all something. Y'all want to always police everybody about what we do. If we play music during live, y'all going to ban us. Or
yeah,
suspend us for a little bit. If we if somebody is hating on us and they decide to report us, y'all go and suspend us. Y'all got all the time in the world to handle that kind of stuff, but y'all can't figure out how to stop all these fake behind friend requests.
Right. It's ridiculous. I know a photographer that had changed his. I put a last name on the end of his company and got banned and had to start a whole other page because somebody else reported him. And I'm like, really? All the
yeah,
stuff
I
see come across,
too.
I was like, are you? This is ridiculous. Can you report something that actually matters? Please and thank you.
Yep, I had to create a whole new fake as well. And that's a big issue with modeling. You're going to have bitches hating on you. Definitely going to have bitches hating on you. And I didn't have to start over with Facebook and all. Piss me off. Shit.
So, again, these damn crickets this week are going to Facebook.com. Get it together. Do a lot of great things. And, yes, by the way, because of pettiness, I'm on my second Facebook page. I was on Facebook, like, when they first started, and it was just for the college students. And I got myself disabled in 2009 because they said, that somebody reported me for promoting myself.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That was like, I'm like, whatever, man. That's petty as heck. So.
Yeah.
Facebook, get together. Even though I'm getting ready to do a live video after the show right there. So, ain't that ironic? Facebook, get your life together. All right, so I'm about to put you. I got a couple more questions for you, Amber.
Okay.
One being, what is your favorite photo shoot that you have done to date?
I'm definitely gonna have to say Naughty or Nice. That shoot. I mean, after the shoot, and I actually seen the pictures, I seen flawless. Like, I mean, not one picture was like, oh, I can't, that didn't look good. You know what I'm saying? I felt everything about that shoot just was perfect, on point. I mean, down to the lighting, down to the way I looked, my outfit, I mean, my face, everything. My hair was perfect. The curls were just sitting there. It was just, everything was perfect for me. And I would definitely have to say that shoot. Really, I mean, it did a lot for me. It really boosted my confidence after I seen that, after I seen that the first first off in the magazine, let alone just on the camera.
Okay. I'll save you for this as well. What's your second favorite one?
My second favorite. Oh gosh, I've done a lot. I just actually recently shot about a month ago. We were in a almost like a barn, like old rustic place, where everything was disgusting actually, but there was a house. It had been graffiti all over. It was kind of creepy actually. I did a live video of it because it was just creepy. I pretty much just went in the house and started taking pictures. I mean, it was random. Nobody's been in it for years, and it was gross, but it was like the pictures were everything. So, I mean, it was something because the people that I shoot with usually want something different, and that particular person I work with a lot, and he is, I mean, we're always in some crazy area, and he knows I like it. We did a Batman shoot where I'm dressed in, you know, Batman shirt, and we're kind of just going to take that and run with it eventually. But that whole shoot was just awesome because I like being in odd, awkward places versus just in a studio. I'd rather be outside with some crazy background versus just in a black and white studio.
All right, most definitely. Well, it's time for us to give those announcements before we get out. Do you have anything coming up we need to be on the lookout for?
Definitely got another magazine coming out. So this will be my fourth magazine, I believe. I'm actually looking forward to possibly shooting for one of your magazines coming out soon as well. But for the most part, me just trying to keep shooting. That's the only thing I want to do. Just keep looking out because every time I shoot, it gets better and better.
Well, it's definitely. How can everybody follow you? Or as we call the show, stalking, especially as you're single.
Well,
you know, I'm working on that right now.
I like stalking better because it means I got fans. Instagram, shoot me Madison. That's MATTISON. And then as well as on Facebook, Amber Madison, MATTISON. Email is bookmemadison@gmail.com.
And you over there talking about you nervous. See, you was all right.
I was. I got a friend over here, and I started to feel my heartbeat. I mean, my heart was, it was racing. I was a bit nervous.
it was over there like a club. So you was, we had you, baby. You was all right, baby.
And I thank you. It definitely made me feel, you know, wanted. So, you know, it kind of came easy.
I mean, you always want it. Nate, what you got coming up?
Well, my video will be dropping when I get those 100 likes on my Facebook page. I will drop the full video. I'll be going to Miami this summer to shoot with So Guerrilla Films. I'll be shooting in Indianapolis with a singer being in his music video next month. And you might see me. I'll be working with Love & Hip Hop Atlanta soon as well. So, and I'll be in magazines this in a few months. And I'll be dropping some new photos as well. So just be on the lookout, guys.
All right, big thanks to that. You guys, again, new issue of Human Cameras Magazine will be out no later than next Friday. So stay tuned for that. Also, again, I've been telling y'all there's something really big coming to the May-June issue. That's all I'm going to tell you. I can't tell you no more than that. But just know everything's top secret. Everything's top secret. So that's how we're going to keep it. You don't have to wait and get slapped because I'm telling you, I'm going to slap a lot of y'all people that was still asleep on us on every last one of these great models that's been in the magazine. I'm been sleeping on every person that's been to cover. We gonna remind you. Yeah, just know we got something coming up.
Okay.
That being said, if y'all missed any parts of the show and want to follow me and Nate, you can go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio and you can go there and check out all of our stuff. Check it out over there. Go there. go to the host page. It'll tell you, it'll show you us and give you your bios and links on each of us. So you got plenty of links you can go to. And then you can see some of the shows, including the After Hours that comes on, After Hours of Tea that comes on every Tuesday. So, yeah, check it out. And yeah, Amber, you've been dropping some heat on Dust Spot. I'd be watching you.
I'm trying. I actually read one of your tips. It's funny because I do hold all my stuff at one time and then just drop it. And then,
yeah, I've been
like,
telling y'all.
The same day. I read the tip. I was like, maybe I should stop doing that.
Good tip. It's a good tip.
Moving silent. You gotta be like
like an air raid. You drop a bomb. You're not like a slow air raid. You're dropping a bomb here. Bam, drop a bomb because that makes sure that make sure that they ain't forget. You drop them all once. They go, ooh, okay, and then they wait for next. No, hit they behind every damn day so that they don't forget.
Right.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, I definitely. After I read that, I was like, okay, I got it. That I will take that tip, but I will run with it.
Yes, I give y'all some great nuggets like
that. Oh yeah,
but,
oh yeah. I appreciate that gold star as well.
Yeah, you know, you see, if you can keep it, it's hard as hell to keep them sometimes. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. See if you can keep it. We got 16 more days left of this month. Oh yeah, okay. I got some public service announcements I got dropped to. Forgot. I'll be going to the original site of Black Wall Street. That's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Greenwood area. I'll be going over there and getting pissed the hell off because one of the greatest historical places for Black people being desecrated over some nonsense. And then I'll be at South by Southwest on Sunday. So I'm working, people. I'm working.
Definitely.
All right. That being said, we are getting ready to go out. I'm getting ready to go to my live video. If you don't have me added, go to Ceddy J Dusk, CEDDY, letter J DUSK on Facebook. Nay, are you dropping in a live tonight?
Yes, I'll go live after you're done. Like I did
okay,
last
there you
time.
Go. Back, we're going back to back. Going back to back. So, yeah. Yeah, y'all go. Come up. After you leave from my live, go to Nay's live. It goes down. Yeah. All right. We're going to leave with the show how we always do, remind you. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a J or there's a.
The name is the way.
Y'all tune in to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction. And guys, always remember, if you go home, please do it responsibly.
There you go. Amber, again, we appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
I
we
Thank
definitely,
you.
We definitely loved having you here.
I appreciate it for real. Yes, definitely will be continue to listen. So I definitely, definitely want to be on here a lot more if I could. So, you know, definitely
thank you. Much love. Much
love.
Love
you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.